Saturday, third week, ordinary time 2. Readings, second book of Samuel, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7a, 10 through 17, Mark chapter 4, 35 through 41. First reading. Second book of Samuel, chapter 12, 1. And the Lord sent Nathan to David. He came to him and said to him, "There were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had very many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb, which he had bought. And he brought it up, and it grew up with him and with his children. It used to eat of his morsel and drink from his cup and lie in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveler to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take one of his own flock or herd to prepare for the wayfarer who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, 'As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing, and because he had no pity.' Nathan said to David, 'You are the man. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun.' David said to Nathan, 'I have sinned against the Lord.' And Nathan said to David, 'The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord, the child that is born to you shall die.' Then Nathan went to his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it became sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted, and went in and lay all night upon the ground. And the elders of his house stood beside him to raise him from the ground, but he would not, nor did he eat food with them." Gospel, Mark chapter 4, verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" And they were filled with awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even wind and sea obey him?" Theme: Faith helps us to overcome crises in life. Many people, including the faithful, think faith has no role in their life. Therefore, they didn't pay attention to strengthen their faith in God. These people shall open their eyes and see how important faith is when they must face crises in life, such as terminal diseases, divorce, unemployment, accidents, and death. To the one who has strong faith, he can easily overcome these crises. To the one who does not, what shall he rely on? Today's readings show us the importance of faith when people must face crises in their life. In the first reading, the prophet Nathan was sent by God to correct King David and to pronounce the punishments. Nathan used a very clever way to help David to recognize his sins. David recognized how serious his sins were, but he trusted in God's mercy because he had a very strong faith in God. Without this faith, David probably fell in despair. Without this faith, David probably would have fallen into despair. In the gospel, though the apostles were taught and had seen what Jesus had done before their eyes, they paid no attention to how to strengthen their faith. Even though they were having Jesus with them, even though they had Jesus in the boat with them, they were still afraid of the fierce storm. Analysis, reading 1, you are the man. Nathan's clever way to correct King David. To do fraternal correction to a brother or a sister is a tough task. To do this to a king is much harder because the one who does the correction may lose his life. In today's passage, the Lord sent the prophet Nathan to correct King David. Nathan used a very clever way to correct him. He wanted David to recognize others' sin and to proclaim the sentence for that person before he pointed his finger to David and said, "You are the man." The audience can recognize right away three main characters in Nathan's made-up story. The rich man is King David. He had many wives and concubines. He can satisfy his desire with them. The poor man is Uriah. He had only one wife, who was Bathsheba, and she is very dear to him. The question Nathan wanted David to think about is, why didn't you satisfy your sexual desire with any of your wives or concubines instead of with Bathsheba, Uriah's only wife? Not only that, but why did you kill Uriah, your commander, by sending him to the forefront of the hardest fighting and then draw back from him that he may be struck down and die? It is very easy to condemn others' sins. This is why David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing and because he has no pity." The three terrible punishments shall fall upon David's family. Death shall happen in his family. Nathan said to David, "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." This punishment was actualized when Absalom killed Amnon, who raped Tamar, his sister, and David didn't do anything about it. Absalom persecuted David, his father, and was hung on the tree when he was on his way to persecute David. Rape shall happen to David's concubines in public. Nathan continued, "Behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." This punishment was actualized when Absalom raped David's concubines in the sight of all Israelites. "The child whom Bathsheba was bearing shall die." Finally, Nathan said to David, "Nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord, the child that is born to you shall die." This sentence was actualized in few verses later. As an animal was hit by an arrow, David couldn't hide his sins from God. He confessed to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die." We can clearly see here that God forgave David's sins, but he must endure all consequences for his sins. However, through all these terrible punishments, David trusted in God's mercy and was in deep repentance the rest of his life. Gospel. Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? According to Mark's report, on that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. Facing the storm, we saw two different attitudes. The disciples' attitude. They were afraid of death. Therefore, they woke up Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" We don't know how many miracles Jesus had done before their eyes, but one thing we know for certain, there weren't enough for them to completely put their trust in him. In the Gospel, according to John, chapter 6, after Jesus multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fishes for 5,000 people to eat, he walked on water to come to them when their boat was threatened by a fierce storm. They thought he was a ghost. When God commanded the storm to be quiet, they said to each other, "Who then is this, that even wind and sea obey him?" Jesus' attitude was completely opposite to his disciples' attitude. While his disciples were fighting with the storm, Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. The disciples couldn't understand how a person could be in such a deep sleep during such a fierce storm. When they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" Application in life. Faith in God is critical for our life. When we are still young and healthy, we must do all we can to strengthen our faith before we shall be tested by God. Once we have a strong faith, no obstacles in life can shake our faith. When we are facing obstacles, that is the opportunity for us to live our faith. Faith must be expressed in action. We must believe and live according to what Jesus has taught us.